Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Are you in desperate need of advice, but maybe your problems are too strange, too scary, and too shameful for the average advice show?
We are the Carroll Sisters, hosts of the paranormal and true crime advice show, Dear Murder Street, and we are here to help.
Do you suspect that your very shy and polite neighbor may, in fact, be a serial killer?
Is there a ghost in your bedroom watching you change?
Were you catfished by someone who turned out to be a very sad, very lonely extraterrestrial? Call and leave a message at 845-418-6681 or write to us at dearmurderstreet@gmail.com.
Visit dearmurderstreet.com for more information and find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Engage intro voice. Who knew that would happen at the end? I didn't know an actual dragon could sit on a throne. I mean, just by their very nature, they have quite the big booty. And we're still recording. Spoiler alert. Murthers of all ages, kinds, abilities, and identities. Please hold on to your crowns as we venture into the deep blue. This time, there will be pirates. Well, hello, my friends. I hope you're all happier than Ray when she sees a dog get scared by a sheep.
Holy mortals!
This episode is going to be very exciting. Myself and the Fur Babies have ventured to the Americas. We've travelled time and space, but we've never been to the high seas. We have had a few requests for the subject of this episode, and it is something that I've been intrigued by since I saw the film version of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The subject of this week's episode is... The Kraken.
Ooh.
So you know what time it is, kids? It's time to put on our learning hats. Since last time, I have fixed the learning hat bell as well. Silly CK. Let me have a rummage here. You know, you would think I would have it nearby, wouldn't you? But if you could see the amount of hats I've accumulated. Woof. Ah, here we are. Finn, can you remember where we parked the TARDIS? Oh, wait, that's my doctor's hat. Ah, here we are. Are we all sitting comfortably? Are some of us standing on a wardrobe pretending to be Batman? I'm sure at least four of you are hiding in a cupboard waiting to frighten a sibling. Wherever you happen to be, prepare your ear holes and enjoy some knowledge and the tale of... The Kraken. You join us aboard the SS Murphy. Aye, we have a ship. It may not be the Titanic, but it isn't the smallest, and, you know, still afloat. There's plenty of room for me and the fur babies. Big old kitchen that's got loads of cupboard space for sandwiches. And in the event of something drastic happening, there are lifeboats, and all the doors can fit more than one person on them at the same time. Toss off the mainsail, Finnegan McMinnigan. Hoist anchor, Bosun Castiel. Steer us through, midshipwoman Bobby. Andre?
Puny mortal.
No piracy this time, okay?
Puny mortal.
Onwards, SS Murthian crew. Towards Scandinavia. Time for some history of the mighty Kraken. Some of you may know it from pirate films set in the Caribbean. Some may know just random snippets of tales of giant monsters that attack ships for snacks. I mean, the ships are the snacks. They don't attack a ship so they can get some biscuits from the kitchen. But how many of you knew that the origin of the Kraken actually comes from Scandinavia? Oh yeah, don't you know? The first mention of a beast that could describe the Kraken goes way back to the 13th century and is taken from an Icelandic saga called Urdar Odur. I can only apologise to my Icelandic mirthers. The word Kraken comes from the Swedish and Norwegian languages. Kraken means an unhealthy animal or one that is twisted. So already you have the connotations of something not quite standard. Not wrong, just not standard. I did read something that tickled me somewhat, though. The word Kraken was also an old Swedish euphemism for whales. That's whales as in... not whales as in the country. Now, the part that tickled me was that this would be used instead of the word whales because it was believed that saying whales would summon them. I just pictured two Swedish kids double-daring each other to stand at the ocean's edge and say whales three times like an aquatic Bloody Mary. Why? Just why would you want to give up that power? The power to summon a whale like that wee blue fish in Finding Nemo. Back to the learning. In German, the word Kraken means octopus, and that's what a whole lot of people seem to think that the Kraken is. Or certainly in the cephalopod family, as things like octopuses or octopodes. Not octopi. Octopi is eight pies, and that is my favourite kind of pie, until someone comes up with a venti pie. Squids and cuttlefish are also in this family, including the giant squid, also known as the colossal squid, also known as the ooh blimey, ain't that big squid. This beast has been known to reach sizes of 13 metres, that's 43 feet. To put that in a comparable way, that is just shy of a four-story building. Climbing one flight of stairs can sometimes be taxing. Make that four flights, up a squid. There's no handrail on a squid, and there's certainly no elevator. And between 12 and 14 metres is standard for these hefty critters. What I'm saying is, the giant squid is a big beast, and it's easy to see why it could be used as the basis for the Kraken. I mean, sailors of yore, side note, yore is not an exact time, except that it's further back than the olden days, but not as old as time immemorial. Sailors of yore thought the narwhal was either a unicorn or a mermaid. As we know, unicorns would travel by rainbow rather than by the sea because they hate getting their hair wet, and mermaids don't have big old horns coming out of their head like the narwhal has. What does happen to a sailor's eyesight at sea? Descriptions of how the Kraken looked are also mixed. The general consensus is that the traits of the giant squid are being used to describe the Kraken, but some do say... nobody knows who the some are, but they hung about in the days of yore. Some do say that the Kraken is more crab-like than octopus-like. So, Do we have a giant squid? A squid that even other giant squids would say, whoa, it's one giant squid, dude. Or do we have an 8-tentacled crab-like octopus who can only swim sideways? Hopefully we'll find out on our journey. We pootled along at a decent rate of knots, our bow pointed towards the fjords of Norway. We passed time by singing sea shanties, including such classics as Ouch, I've got barnacles on me hull, Can I borrow your plank, mine has a crack in it, and Yo ho ho and a bottle of Pepsi Max. Can't be rum, they're all underage, and all of us would be driving at some point. We sat on the deck, wearing our eye patches, deciding who would be the best Dread Pirate Roberts and practicing the three R's. No, not reading, writing, and arithmetic, or pirate R's. Arr! Ray even consented to sitting on my shoulder as there were no parrots around. Couldn't get her to say pieces of eight, though. The closest she could make herself to was...
pieces of puny mortal?
She asked me if we would be passing the Bermuda Triangle. She wasn't interested in the phenomenon of the place, it was just her favourite Barry Manilow track. I was about to answer when Castiel's back arched. Something was coming. She nodded to Bobby and Ray, and they quickly bounded to their pre-decided vantage points. Finn and myself headed towards the bow of the ship, or as I used to call it, the pointy end. We looked at the water, waiting. Before we heaved our hull, we checked out if there were any signs that the Kraken may be approaching or about to attack. Such signs are the currents would suddenly change and become dangerous. Small islands would appear as if from nowhere. The waters would bubble and a foul-smelling mist would settle. This was believed to have been related to underwater volcano activity, which can lead to very similar, almost identical, happenings. However, where's the fun in that? Bring on the Kraken, I say. Let's see what it has to say for itself and hope it doesn't crush us all. All of us were pensive but excited as the ship started to twist in the water, the currents knocking us around. Then the surface of the water started to bubble. I could see steam rise as the bubbles popped and hissed. And then, yep, there was that funky whiff. Oh boy! Even Finn looked at me as if to say, you know that wasn't me, right? Then I could see land start to show above the surface, just small mounds of green and stone. Small at first, but then more and more showed. Then I finally realised that they weren't separate masses, these were all one big connected lump. Just as I made that connection, a huge tentacle shot out of the water and swung over me and the boy's head. We had no time to duck, but luckily it aimed high. I could see more tentacles starting to emerge as the Kraken rose from the cold depths. Two giant eyes appeared and fixed the SS Murthy with a look similar to me when I see unattended cake. The Kraken rose. And rose. And rose. This was more than four stories high, and this was very much not a squid. Bobby, Castiel, and Ray swung down from their hiding positions. They were going to be the ambush crew if anything untoward were to happen. However, as they landed on the railing, they looked at me as if to say, nope, this is way bigger than our claws can cope with. Didn't stop Ray from brandishing her sword, Bobby wearing her knuckle dusters, and Castiel with a sharpened boomerang. We all faced the behemoth that was the Kraken, counting the moments till this beast ate the SS Murthy and all who sailed on her. The air was silent. The stinky mist hung heavy, and the Kraken looked down upon the... Ray?
Puny mortals.
The mouth, the giant, even bigger than Mick Jagger's mouth, opened, and then it happened.
Dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat of the tambourine, oh yeah.
Just then, two narwhals raised up from behind the kraken's head, and all three sang,
You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.
The singing stopped. Ray was whooping and hollering. She loved it. And just to be safe, the rest of us clapped our hands and or paws. The narwhals backflipped off the kraken and dived into the sea. The kraken definitely took a bow and looked down at us, opened its mouth and said,
I am from Sweden, and I just love the ABBA. Now I must get back to my slumber. Doodles!
With that, this massive, terrifying, ship-destroying beast sank below the surface. Except it didn't destroy anything, wasn't terrifying, and in fact was rather pleasant. It was massive, and while not the best singer, the joy was there. Me and the fur babies all looked at each other, and we all thought the same thing. Nobody will believe this. All except the Ray, that is. She was twirling on the deck of the ship, telling her Mamma Mia, here she goes again. And there you have it, my friends. One of our more unique adventures. We turned the ship around and headed for home. Still thoroughly unsure of what happened. But we survived. And that's what matters. My sweet mirthers, if you could stay tuned after the music for a couple of messages, that would be wonderful. Till then, slant you, my friends. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Just a couple of things I'd like to say. We have a couple of new patrons. Maureen Aldrich, I hope I'm saying your name right, Maureen, and Clara Weinert, I hope I'm saying your name right as well. Clara, Maureen, thank you so much for your generosity. It makes all the difference. If anybody else would care to be a patron, that would be wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. You can go to www.patreon.com/mirthsandmonsters. You can start supporting me from $1 upwards. Don't do this for them. I don't do this for the cash. It does help, I must admit, going towards gear and things like that. Otherwise, just listening in, spreading the word, wonderful. If you don't fancy Patreon so much, completely fine. If you could rate and review, that does also help. That gets the word out there for the podcast, and so more earholes could enjoy these bizarre tales that I bring you. That would be fantastic. Yeah. Yes. So, till next time, this is CK. And from myself, Finn, Ray, Bobby, Castiel. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you next time. Ta-ta.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.